This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Larry has the morning off. Michael Bartley on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDK. Earlier on, I told you that Elon Musk was in Green Bay last night. This Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Any other time, who would care? But the whole country's watching it today. It has national implications. We'll find out why. What's the big deal? Coming up at 8:35, Charles Benson, one of the best political reporters in the country, and a dear friend of mine, he'll join us live from Milwaukee. He has a long day today covering this whole business, so we'll get the latest on that. In the meantime, closer to home, Carnegie Mellon and Google, what a huge partnership. As it relates to AI, artificial intelligence. Zico Coulter is the director of Carnegie Mellon's Machine Learning Development. And Professor Zico Coulter, I bid you good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Great. Tell us about this. What is the significance? This was a huge announcement. This is a major partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. So what this partnership really is about getting computing power for research in AI technologies at Carnegie Mellon. As you might sort of be aware, these new generations of AI technologies, they require a lot of hardware, a lot of compute to actually run, to build these models, to run them, to sort of see the kinds of results that you might sort of interact with daily with models like ChatGPT and others. But when we want to really push the boundaries, develop new techniques in AI, as we very much are doing in many different areas at Carnegie Mellon, you really need access to more compute than academia has traditionally operated with. And that's why I'm so excited about this partnership here. It is providing researchers at Carnegie Mellon the ability to scale their methods, the research they're doing, to a much larger extent than would be possible otherwise.
And so a much larger audience, I take it. But what's the significance of developing these new technologies? How does it affect the average person on a daily basis?
Absolutely. So AI has actually been a technology that has, frankly, gone from basic research to fielded products faster than almost anything I can imagine. So if you've ever used tools like ChatGPT, used tools even like these days, Google Search and others, these are things that have AI, artificial intelligence, really built into them, right? So summarizing web pages, understanding the information there, building it into a more coherent form, or just frankly, also having fun, right? Creating images, creating videos, this kind of stuff. AI is really the driving force behind most of the tools in this space. And research like that, which is done at Carnegie Mellon, really has often been the driving force behind these innovations that are quickly becoming kind of part of all of our lives.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying this partnership really enables us to drive that forward even more than we have in the past.
So it's really sort of at the end of the day, and if I understand you, at the end of the day, What this research, Carnegie Mellon, what this partnership with Google would do is sort of make it a little more understanding for the average person to maneuver AI. Is that right?
Well, I think that, I mean, there of course are many different facets of AI research. Several aspects of AI research exactly do what you're saying. They sort of try to make these methods a little bit more understandable or interpretable to people using them. Other aspects of research try to make AI safer, ensure that essentially these tools cannot be misused or manipulated by third parties. And other aspects of this work really just do push forward what these systems are fundamentally capable of. Mm-hmm. One of the great things about the research we're doing here at CMU is that it covers such a wide range of the different aspects of AI that it really becomes kind of a crucial part to this technology. And we really hope that we're able to push this substantially further using this partnership.
Okay, that's now I get it. And you know, you mentioned the word safer, and I'm sure that, you know, the average person, like, I don't know about that AI. I don't know. I mean, it imitates things and this, and I don't know what's real anymore. What would you, in your experience, tell the average person, and how does all this impact them?
Well, I think that the impact of AI is going to be felt by all of us, right? And I think we're already seeing that in sort of the transition of a lot of our day-to-day work to using AI tools. Maybe not everyone's experienced that yet, but I really think that if you work, especially in kind of any sort of office job, anything like this, you're probably seeing AI insert itself and become part of your day-to-day work more and more as time goes on. And I suspect that will happen even more going on and on. And what I would say is, you know, I think we do have to take the concerns of AI safety seriously. I do think that there are real risks to the technology, but I think it is one that also has a potential for sort of massive benefits when it comes to our ability to work more efficiently, to develop new techniques in science, new medicines, all these sort of technologies that can really be driven forward by this massive new set of tools and techniques we have at our disposal.
In that respect, we shouldn't be afraid of it.
Well, I think we should be cautious about it, right? Yeah. I don't want to say that we shouldn't take any of these concerns seriously either. I mean, this is a powerful technology that brings with it many real concerns. Mm-hmm. And part of the research we do, in fact, part of my group's research amongst many others, is exactly looking at these sort of safety concerns and how we deploy AI systems that attain the benefits while mitigating some of the risks that are associated with it.
All right. Professor Zico Coulter, director of Carnegie Mellon's Machine Learning Department, with a huge new partnership and collaboration with Google Public Sector. Hey, we'll be watching, and I hope when things get going and depending on what you find and what you discover, I hope you'll get back to us.
Absolutely. It'll be great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great day at Carnegie Mellon.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.